This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus from the LA Times. Remember back when Warren Buffett was offering $1 billion to whoever could come up with a perfect March Madness bracket? Of course, no one did, and Buffett walked away the winner. So now the World Cup is here, and once again, you may have spent hours crafting the perfect bracket. What are your odds of a clean sweep? To talk about that, we're joined by Josh Levine, executive editor of Slate and host of the sports podcast Hang Up and Listen. Welcome, Josh.
Hey, are you going to announce the Marketplace Money $1 billion challenge?
I'm prepared to put up all the money that Marketplace is prepared to give me. And thus, we will be having the Marketplace Chick-fil-A coupon challenge. And I'm very excited about it. But that said, is there a way to actually finesse the brackets for the World Cup?
The bracket for the World Cup is way more challenging than the March Madness bracket in one sense. And that's that the bracket transmogrifies based on who wins in the group stage. So in the NCAA tournament, you know that if Duke wins in the first round, then they're going to play a certain team in the second round. But in the World Cup, if Brazil finishes first in its group, then it's on the left side of the bracket. If they finish second in the group, then they're on the right side of the bracket. So you kind of need to predict how teams are going to do in space and in time. So there's an additional challenge there. There are fewer teams, though, and there is, I think, more of a separation of the top dogs from the minnows in soccer than there is in the NCAA tournament.
So this is like trying to beat Khan in a space battle. You have to think in three dimensions.
Something like that, yes.
Star Trek reference, everybody. Keep up now. All right, so let's pretend for a moment that I'm not a huge soccer guy or football guy. Is the World Cup a difficult thing to get your hands around in terms of which team is going to be the winner?
Everybody thinks that Brazil is going to win. It's just, do you think Brazil is really, really, really going to win, or you think they're just probably going to win? Nate Silver of 538.com fame, using his soccer power index that he developed for ESPN, he says Brazil has a 45% chance to win the tournament, which is just huge, kind of overwhelming.
Wait a minute. How do you deduce that? Is there actually an algorithm for this?
There is an algorithm based on past performance. He looks at how teams have done in the World Cup on home soil. It considers the fact that Brazil has not lost a competitive game at home since 1975, which is something you'd probably want to factor in. If they haven't been beaten in 40 years, that's something that you should consider. And also, Brazil's just got a really, really, really strong team. And so it all kind of factors in, and that's what this formula spits out.
How many people gamble on the World Cup?
I've read, and you can take this with a grain of salt, that Interpol speculates that there are in the upper hundreds of billions of dollars bet on international soccer on a yearly basis. And on the World Cup, you can imagine that it's certainly in the billions as well.
So there's obviously the office pool that a lot of people might be doing. Is this something you can also take to Vegas?
You can, yeah. There are odds in all of the Vegas casinos about who's going to win. And you can also place bets on the British betting markets. You're not allowed to do that if you're an American, but any intrepid people from the UK who are listening to this, that's another option. And then you can, yeah, as you said, put some money on the coffee can at the water cooler in the office.
Now, other than this fine program and your fine podcast, where's a good place to get inside dope on how the various teams are doing for the World Cup?
Well, all of the games are broadcast on ESPN across their platform of 4,000 different networks. And they've also got an excellent podcast themselves, Men and Blazers, and they've been doing previews of all the teams, all the groups. But, you know, there's a multitude, depending on whether you want extremely biased information supporting the home team or whether you want a more straight look at who's really looking good and who's looking weak.
I guess I just want to know whether the Brazilian team has come down with dysentery or not.
As of this afternoon, they are looking good with in the dysentery index.
And have you put down anything on a bracket for this?
I'm going to go not contrarian and go with the Brazilians. It seems extremely unlikely that they're not going to come out on top. Spain is the defending champ. They've won three major tournaments in a row, but they're looking a little ragged. Like, the legs are starting to go a bit. So I like the Brazilians to take out the Spaniards in the final.
So with all this in mind, what are the odds of anyone actually prevailing and winning an office pool here? I mean, if everybody goes with Brazil, that's kind of that. Or you never know who's going to actually come away with this thing.
Well, if Brazil does win, then your picks in the earlier rounds are going to be key, because everybody in your pool is going to have Brazil. So it could come down to, you know, the person who picked Colombia to get out of Group C as opposed to Ivory Coast, or, you know, the prescient prognosticator who had Uruguay making it to the semifinals. So you've got to pay close attention to those early round picks. But if you want kind of a sleeper, if you want an underdog team that's not the Brazilians, but, you know, could stand a chance, look to the South American team. South American teams always do well in South America. You've got Chile, Colombia, Uruguay, they're all going to do well, I think, probably do a little better than you might think. And probably don't pick Italy. I'm not feeling Italy this year.
Take that, Italy. Josh Levine is the executive editor of Slate, and he is the host of their very cool sports podcast, Hang Up and Listen. Josh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, David.